This afternoon we are going to think about the Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Amen. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Are you suffering a serious problem today? Are you depressed and despondent? Are you alone and afraid, sorrowing? Are you sick? You've received bad news from the doctor. You're laid low. You wonder what tomorrow might bring. The future seems dark and foreboding. If you're feeling like this, then I would encourage you to continue to listen, because I've got news for you today that may be of some comfort and consolation. I pray and have been praying that it will be. The individual who wrote this psalm was a suffering person. He said in the verse 3, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Hell there would mean the grave in the original Hebrew language. He felt that he was going to die. This would indicate that the man who wrote this psalm was indeed suffering some kind of sickness. It appeared to be a terminal illness. And here he was suffering, sorrowing, not knowing what lay around the next corner of life, that he felt that the grave was opening up to receive him. But in the midst of his suffering, he found time to pray. In fact, the doctors had failed. That is obvious. Whatever medicine was available, that too had failed. But he decided to pray. And in the verse 4 he said, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. This is one of the benefits of our sufferings. When we're at the very end of ourselves and we know not where to turn, we can pray. And we can find consolation in God that we would find nowhere else. And here he is, he's praying. And I would encourage you today, in the midst of your suffering, whatever it is, to pray. Take time to talk to God about the matter. Don't worry about formal words. Whenever a man is drowning, he doesn't use formal language. He cries out for help. And from the depths of your heart, will you not cry out to God for help today? And as this individual prayed, he discovered something about God that made him so relieved. Gracious is the Lord, he said in the verse 5. Yea, our God is merciful. He discovered that God was good and God was kind. And that is something that many, many people have discovered in the midst of their distresses. The kindness of God. I don't know of anyone who has lost their faith in the midst of life's trials. Where there is genuine faith, that faith is preserved. It is not only preserved, but it is strengthened, and it shines like gold in the midst of difficulty. God is good. Cast yourself upon the goodness of God today. And the man who wrote this psalm, he said in the verse 1, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. His love for God intensified because he understood this, that God was listening to him. His faith was confirmed. He said in the verse 10, I believe, therefore have I spoken. I believe, therefore have I spoken. His faith became so strong that he was able to talk about his faith, share his faith. I believe, therefore have I spoken. This is how true prayer can really transform a difficult and an anxious situation. I love the words of the verse 8 of this psalm. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. This is what God can do for us all. He delivers our souls from death. We all must die physically. Ultimately, there will be a sickness someday that will take us. And we do not know what the sickness will be. It may not be a sickness. It may be an accident. But somewhere, sometime, someplace, we're going to die. The body will die, but the soul can be delivered from death, from spiritual death and from eternal death. And this is new life within. If you're to have comfort in the midst of life's dark shadows, and ultimately if you are to have consolation, whenever you reach that place, the valley of the shadow of death, if you're to be comforted at that time, you need your soul to be delivered from death. And that can be only experienced by knowing the new birth, by trusting Christ alone as your Saviour. This is what Christ came to do, to deliver our souls from death. But God also delivers our eyes from tears, and this is comfort in the midst of life, just to know the grace, the love of God. But even for Christians, there are times of tears. They come to us all. But there will come a great day when God will take his handkerchief and wipe every tear away from every eye in the new heaven and the new earth, and it is only those whose souls have been delivered from death who will experience that eternal comfort in the Father's house above. But the psalmist also said, he has delivered my feet from falling. Those whom God saves, he preserves. Those whom God saves, he keeps. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He delivers our feet from falling. How gracious the Lord is. And therefore, the man who wrote this psalm said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. We believe that God raised him up from the sickness, but God raised him up from the sickness in order that he might talk about his faith, that he might share his faith, that he might live for God in a clearer way than ever before. And we always pray that God will raise up people from their beds of sickness for his glory. And I would encourage you to seek the Lord and determine in your heart to use whatever time you have left to live for the Lord and to enjoy the Lord in this world. But as I have said, ultimately, we all must die someday. And this psalmist, he had a wonderful word to describe the death of God's people in the verse 15. It's perhaps the most often quoted verse of this psalm. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Whenever God's dear people die, their deaths are precious. Whether they die in an accident or whether they die as a result of an illness, their deaths are precious. God looks upon the deaths of his people and he says, that's a precious death. When God's people die, they leave this veil of tears below and they enter a place where there is no weeping and where they see Christ face to face. That's the hope of the child of God. That's why the death of God's people is precious. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. The Christian is a shepherd to direct him through death, and to bring him safely to the Father's house. We are told that the angels, they carried Lazarus in the parable into Abraham's bosom, a place of endless delight. God shepherds his people. He looks after his people in the darkest of times. And therefore their deaths are precious. Ultimately we're going to die. But you're going to die with hope. Have you trusted the Lord as your Saviour? I thank God for that time when I trusted Christ as my Saviour. I know him. And I know that I have eternal life because my Saviour lives forever. Will you trust him as your Saviour today? And you will be able to say, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. I thank you so much for listening.